Passion makes the world go round. Love makes it fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Passion makes the world go round. Love makes it fun. Kind of an interesting type of thought for the Absolute Philosopher to be thinking about, or is it? Is it really a strange thought for the Absolute Philosopher to be thinking about? Not really. When you stop and think about it, all the things that are out of absolute, or in absolute, or that are absolute, is everything that is the relative, but it is under control. And it is a oneness, whereas in relative, passion, which makes the world go round, seems to be a very difficult thing to work with because it is so unruly, so undependable. It happens without control. Love, however, makes it fun. And what kind of love is this? Love defined as a word that means enjoyable. Love that's defined as a word that means something that is pleasing and happy to our experience and to our expression. But passion, now, that thing can get us into a lot of trouble. However, human beings have a passion for being a philosopher. They have a passion for being a psychologist. They have a passion for being a husband or wife. They have a passion for being a child. Yes, that's right. They have a passion for being a child. Because children love being children. If they didn't, they wouldn't create themselves being children. They would create themselves being adults. Because within the child is the adult at the instant of its birth. Within the child is all knowledge, all awareness, and all beingness. And the child develops a human body, a physical body, so that it can express itself in its fullness of whatever that fullness may be. Now, sometimes the passion is to remain as a child, irresponsible, without having any responsibilities to do anything at all, just to be itself and to have fun, which doesn't sound like too bad an opportunity, does it? However, as an adult, we look at that and we think, now they've got to grow up. They've got to grow up and they've got to realize that this world is filled with conditions and circumstances that need their perfect attention, that need their perfect awareness. And I guess this is where passion really enters in. Passion is the desire within us to be all that we can be and be all that we are and be all that ever will be expressed by us. That's a passion. Now, that passion is sort of limited because we think we cannot do things, and so thereby we put an anchor on the passion. And we keep ourselves from being things because this is not who we are capable of being. Now, are we capable of being these things? Are we capable of enjoying and expressing the allness that we are? Are we capable of all those wonderful things that we know to be true of ourselves? Well, that's the point, that we know to be true of ourselves. Passion makes the world go round. Passion gives us the desire to get out and be ourselves and have fun. Passion gives us the desire to express the ideas that are our concepts and our thoughts and what have you in our mind. But it's a difficult thing because we want to do it in a human way. Now, you say without humanity, without humanness, passion would be of no account. It would be of no purpose. It would be of no expression. It would be of no-ness. But that's not true. Because passion of itself is desire. It's the impulsion. It's the planning, the programming, the working to a given end, to a given goal. Yes, that's what passion truly means. It means the desire that is so great and so wonderful that we just have to carry it through from point A to point B. We have to carry it through and fulfill it and live it and enjoy it. Passion can be misunderstood, and usually is. Passion can be misdirected, and oftentimes it is. And passion, nonetheless, is always there. It's always that perfect outpicturing of who and what our reality is. Who and what our reality is, isn't that an interesting concept? Who and what is our reality? Is our reality ups and downs into expressions of peace and purity? Is our reality something that has yet to be revealed, something that's yet to be defined, something that's yet to be expressed? If this is our interpretation of what reality is, we are passionless beings, because we are beings who feel that these things cannot come to pass. We are beings who feel that these things cannot be fulfilled in our lifetime because they just have no substantiation to them. They have no foundation to them, no strength, no power, no beingness to them. But a person who is really thrilled with life, thrilled with himself, thrilled with whatever it is that makes his world go round and makes him feel very good, that person is just filled with passion. That person lives the passion, lives the feeling of wonder and desire and imagination. That person is gifted to be a dreamer. That person is gifted to be a person who imagines things that have never been imagined before, seemingly. That person is gifted with the ability to create out of the infinite allness things that seem like they have never been before. That person with imagination, with wisdom, with storytelling ability, that's the creation. That's what passion is all about. The passion is the dream of a thing already fulfilled. It is not the lust or desire for something, but it is the dream of something already fulfilled. And we say, surely, no, passion is something that is to be. It is based upon something that we want, desire, claim, expect, demand. But really, passion is the living in the now of whatever it is that has come to our attention. Whatever it may be. It may be some strange and far-out concept, or it may be the most simple thing of saying, I like me. Of liking yourself and living in the presence of yourself and feeling very much at home, very much at peace. The Absolute Philosopher dwells in many areas, and passion, which makes the world go round, from our point of view, is the bubble, the fountain, the wonderment. And of course you say, that's very human. Yes, it is. And as soon as the human allows himself to think in the allness, the absolute, he will be that bubble. He will be that fountain of all the wonderment that comes out that other people cannot even conceive because they are too hidebound and tied down to what appearances are and what the limitations are they know from the past. But when we love it, not with a possession, not with a possessive love, but when we love it just because it's a delight to do it, then love makes it fun. And be yourself and have fun is the essence of the absolute and the essence of the relative. But each looks at it from a totally different picture. The relative looks at it as something to be achieved and attained and experienced. And the absolute looks at it from the point of view that it is already complete, it is already done, and that each is an is, a concept, standing on its own for whatever it is presumed to be, and it is done now. That's kind of an exciting thing, isn't it? Think about these things. They're sort of mind-boggling, mind-twisting, mind-churning, mind-exciting, and it's yours. I was reading an article And it said, one of the ways that a person can grow old with a mind that is alert and crisp and fantastic is for the person to dream, to imagine, to wonder, to use his brain in a very wonderful way. Each of us have the opportunity to use our brain in a very wonderful way and have the passion that makes the world go round and the love that makes it fun. Have a wonderful day and dwell upon these thoughts. They really are powerful. They really are something that have more depth to them than just the surface appears. So have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.